This is Voice of SBV.
Brothers and sisters, warm greetings from Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, fondly referred to as SBV, deemed to be university. Dear all, I am happy to welcome you to this third episode of this series. In continuation to my deliberation on online learning, today I'll be sharing some of my thoughts on a rapidly evolving online learning mode, which is popularly known as MOOC. MOOCs are massive open online courses that are designed to be used for skill development and capacity building. They offer a variety of courses that are open in nature and usually subscription free. The acronym MOOC was coined by Cormier and Alexander in the year 2008 and was introduced in their first course on connectivism and connective knowledge. However, this concept was popularized only following the launch of Udacity, one of the first MOOC platforms. MOOCs are considered massive as they can take up thousands of students in a single course. They are considered to be open because they are open to everyone. The course material, content, and assessment process are also open. Ever since the last decade, we have been witnessing an overwhelming development of online educational MOOC platforms such as Coursera, edX, FutureLearn, Moodle, etc. I am sure that as of today, over 1 million students drawn from hundreds of countries will be participating in thousands of MOOC courses happening all over the world. Though a variety of MOOC courses are available, their role in health professions education is currently less well defined. However, the number of medical MOOCs are gradually on the rise in various user-friendly platforms. Dear colleagues, in the COVID-19 era, we are bound to witness an exponential rise in the demand for online learning platforms as conventional teaching face-to-face has been significantly affected. Even under these compelling circumstances, MOOC courses offer a unique opportunity for the participants to enroll in the courses of their choice. This asynchronous form of learning will help the takers to continue working towards their professional goals and thus to keep marching forward. MOOCs offer brilliant opportunities for the health profession students to learn and experience new topics of their interest. They can also learn skills generally not supported in the schools, but during their spare time and without affecting the regular studies. Medical MOOCs have already been established as ideal models for continuing education and in augmenting the curriculum by supporting continued professional development, interprofessional education, and complementing blended learning in the curriculum.
This is Voice of SBV.
MOOCs serve as an excellent platform for encouraging interaction and collaboration among students sharing common interest. Swayam is India's national MOOC platform, which has been designed with a progressive vision to accomplish the three cardinal principles of education policy of the nation, namely access, equity, and quality. The best part of the courses offered in Swayam is that participants can enroll for free and benefit themselves. Only a nominal fee is being levied for certification. The National Program on Technology Enhanced Learning, which is abbreviated as NPTEL, offers many options for health professionals. My dear students, MOOCs have already started to play a major role in continuing health professions' education. Even the statutory and regulatory councils have recognized the significance of MOOCs by mandating basic courses in biomedical research for postgraduates to be eligible to take up their summative examinations, and the MOOCs can be administered to faculties aimed at enhancing their career progress. Acknowledging the role of MOOCs in ensuring continuous faculty development, Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth has identified a set of MOOC courses applicable to the faculty drawn from different streams and has encouraged them to utilize the opportunities for capacity building and professional development, the much needed endeavor in the present context. My dear parents, encourage your children to take up these online courses. The possibilities are many, and we visualize that the current generation adapts well to the technology platform. Though the popularity of MOOCs in health professions is on the rise, one needs to understand and accept the limitations of these courses as well. MOOCs are currently as efficient in delivering advanced theory-based courses, while their application in delivering clinical skills is yet to be explored. It is the need of the hour to explore the role of MOOCs in basic health professional programs and their scope in offering additional academic credits in a broad range of undergraduate and postgraduate programs. Dear all, amidst the large number of MOOC courses which are presently available, the most important thing is to select the appropriate course only after carefully analyzing the scope of the offered courses and based on the needs and value additions. A candidate should make a well-informed decision prior to enrollment in a course that would go a long way in helping them with vocational opportunities. In my forthcoming episodes, you will hear about more facets on these online courses, but from a renewed perspective, based on objectivity of the attempt. Hence, stay tuned to our podcast channel that would unfurl many interesting, informative, and intellectually satisfying facet of the online courses. We wish you all the best in each of your endeavors. At this juncture, I also wish you the best of health. I eagerly look forward to staying in touch. Till then, Namaste, Jai Hind.
You are listening to Voice of SBV.